once again this year, in 2011, last year, I'm sorry, 2010, last year we were recognized as the number one hospital in the state of Texas for orthopedic services. That was spine care and joint replacement. We repeated for a second year in a row that number one rating in the state of Texas in orthopedic services here at St. Joseph. A very nice occasion for us. It reiterates that we have been consistent with our great outcomes and quality care. One of the pieces that they've added this year is HealthGrades has set up a top 100 hospitals list in various services, and notified St. Joseph that we were one of the top 100 hospitals in the U.S. for orthopedic services globally, for spine surgery, and for joint replacement. So we were top 100 hospitals on three lists, and they've informed us that that is more than any other hospital in the state of Texas in terms of three items on the top 100 list. So we're especially proud of the great ranking that and great recognition we received for a lot of great work that our orthopedic surgeons and neurosurgeons are doing.
And I have found the email, and the other thing that I find impressive, and it's worth noting, at St. Joseph's, apparently 15% of your patients in this area come from outside the Brazos Valley and even from outside the state, and the economic impact, much less how the patients respond to these procedures, that's another couple of feathers in your hat.
You're right, Bill. And one of the things, with spine surgery as well as with joint replacement surgery, those are really somewhat elective surgeries. Those are not urgent. You've got to have them done today in terms of life-threatening. They're quality of life issues. And so people are taking time to go out and look for the best quality or best care they can find. And what we're finding is people are going online and looking up these ratings, and people from the panhandle of Texas, from all over the state, as well as states all the way over to the East Coast, are saying, I want to come to St. Joseph for my knee replacement or my spine surgery because they have great outcomes, and that's what I want for my surgery. So we have seen more and more of that. Typically, those folks bring at least one family member with them, and that person stays in a hotel overnight for joint replacement, at least four nights. Eats out and perhaps does some other things. So there is an economic impact to the community by and large, and we're seeing that steadily grow as we continue these high ratings. More people are opting actually to come to the community and have spine or joint replacement surgery. We're also finding people that live here in the community that might have an elderly loved one, a mom or a dad or uncle that needs a hip replacement or spine surgery, rather than having to someone take off and be with mom or dad out of, in another area of the state or out of the state and be with them as they recuperate, they're preferring to bring mom or dad into their home, have the surgery at St. Joseph, and let them recuperate there at their home for about 30 days. And when they get better, then they can go back to wherever their home is. So it's almost like family members and a lot of referrals also coming in from outside the area. So it's been great. We're delighted to be able to care for not just our friends, but their family members.
And with all the awards and accolades and recognitions comes the desire to maintain that quality that resulted in those things happening. So what does St. Joseph's do to ensure the continuation that goes on on down the line?
Sure. We're constantly looking at either new devices in terms of joint replacement devices, implant devices, spine implant devices. We last year did a multi-million-dollar renovation of all four operating rooms or operating suites where we do spine surgery and joint replacements to make sure those were literally state-of-the-art in terms of doing those procedures. We are constantly looking at literature to see where there somebody might be doing even better or have significant increase or improvement in outcomes, and then seeing if we can incorporate those new findings into our programs. And we're always asking patients, especially in our joint program, Joint University, we bring back patients about 90 days after their surgery and ask them what went well for them, what could we have done better, and make improvements based on that. So it's a constant refinement process.
What else ought listeners should know about this?
Well, we did great in orthopedics, but I don't want to overshadow for the first time this year, we were named top 10% in the country in stroke care. And we have been spending a lot of time over the past 4 or 5 years improving our stroke care program. And the being in the top 10% for stroke care of all hospitals across the nation, again, is a nice credential to say that we're on the right track, doing the right things. Again, we've spent a lot of time improving technology to provide a longer window for stroke treatment. We've been working with the phenomenal EMS folks across the region that have just stepped up to make sure that they get word to us immediately when someone is suspected of having a stroke, because that quick response and immediate response to a stroke victim and getting terms of care and treatment is essential, and it's great validation for a group effort that we're delivering great stroke care here.
Anything else?
Until
the next round of awards comes.
Until the next round of awards, we have held on to another. We do, I think, pneumonia and hip fracture, and a couple of other things. We're rated 5-star in that we're quite proud of. We're continue to work on everything we do. We would like everything we do to be at this level, and that's the goal for everyone here is not just get orthopedics or stroke care there, but to get all of our programs of excellent quality.